Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for this privilege we have in coming before you with songs, with psalms, and with spiritual songs and hymns. We have access to you because of your Son who was born to die. And we want to thank you. As we share your word this morning, Master, speak to us. Show us the way through your word. And let your word have impact on our lives. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Amen. I'm starting my 2023 Christmas series. And this morning, I'm speaking on those on whom his power, on whom his favor rests. Those on whom his favor rests. If you believe his favor is resting upon you, can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Only five people are having God's favor rest upon them. If you believe you are the only one on whom God's favor is resting upon, your amen will be the loudest. So this series will be today, next Sunday, which is the 17th, and then we conclude on the 24th. So let me start right now. Amen. Is the sound okay? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. Why am I even asking you if you can hear me? Because if you can't hear, you will not be able to answer, isn't it? Okay. So, Luke chapter 2, from the verse 1 to the verse 14. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. So at the time Jesus was born, the Roman Empire was a very powerful empire, and they were ruling the whole world. So all the world where Jesus was born. So they are asked that they should do a census. Verse 2. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. In 2024, may the glory of the Lord show around you. Show around your family. Show around the works of your hands. Receive it in Jesus' name. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy to all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, this is where our sermon is, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom His favor rests. Amen. I am enjoying peace because the favor of God rests on me. Are you here with me? And from today, you will enjoy peace because the favor of God will rest upon you. The Greek word translated rest here means that something that comes upon you. Something that comes upon you. So what is this thing called favor that comes upon you and brings you peace? Oh, as a prophetic voice over your life, I am convinced beyond any shadow of doubt that the reason why God sent me here with this message is because it is your time to enjoy the favor of God. Let all those who said amen receive it. It is your time to receive the favor of God. So what is favor? The Hebrew word for favor is shen or ken. It means kindness from someone in a position of authority. Kindness from someone in the position of authority. It will not be long. A man in the corridors of power and influence, a woman in the corridors of power and influence will call you and show you kindness. May God raise a man of influence, a woman of influence to show you kindness. If you believe, let me hear your loudest amen. So favor is the kindness that is shown to you by someone in the position of authority. Now, Proverbs 16 verse 15 says this: in the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. Can I explain that to you? Now, so we are talking about people in the corridors of power showing you kindness. In the Bible, there is the highest position you can occupy is to be a king. Okay? It was a very influential position in the Bible days. Now, the Bible says favor is like, a king's favor is like the latter rain. What does that mean? You see, the Bible says in ancient Israel, there were two raining seasons, what they call the former rain and the latter rain. The latter rain, the former rain, prepared the grounds for harvest, for planting. The former rain, you prepare the ground for planting. So some of you here who are farmers, who have done farming before, you wait for the rain to fall, and when the rain falls, you sow your seeds. Okay? But then, there was another rainfall season called the latter rain. And the purpose of the latter rain was to ensure that your seed can bear fruit. Okay? So you may plant, you can get the former rain and plant, but if the latter rain does not fall, you will not bear fruit. So the latter rain was a symbol of fruitfulness. And here the Bible says that when the king shows you favor, it is like the latter rain. In other words, favor is that thing that makes you bear fruit. I declare on someone here that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, is showing you favor right now. And may favor come upon you like the latter rain. In the name of Jesus. If God should open your eyes right now, you will see that everywhere I go, everywhere I move, the heavens are opened upon me. And rains are consistently falling on me. That is why every seed I sow bears fruit. Every effort I put in life gets results. Because the favor of God is resting on me. And favor is like the latter rain. It brings you fruitfulness. It makes you fruitfulness. Can I pray for someone here? Oh, Kabashala Bradnai. Ali Malaba Baya Baya. Your days in the wilderness are over. Because right now, the favor of the king is falling on you like the latter rain. In the name of Jesus, you are moving into your realm of fruitfulness. Because favor has opened the floodgates of heaven and is falling on you like the latter rain. I decree that the skies above your head will be an open heavens, and the ground beneath your feet will be fertile grounds. In the name of Jesus, from now to the end of the year, may the Lord surprise you. May the King of Kings surprise you. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree, enjoy the favor of the King. Enjoy the favor of the King. In the name of Jesus. Kabo Salabrabaya. Lima Labosaya. The worst thing that can happen to any human being, you see, life is like farming. The efforts you put in life is your seed. And the results you get in life is your fruit. The worst thing that can happen to any man is to put so much effort in life and get no results. But I came here as a prophetic voice to tell you that God is changing that order. From today, the king's favor is resting upon you. From today, the king's favor is resting upon you. Oh, from today, the king's favor is resting upon your marriage. From today, the king's favor is resting upon the works of your hands. From today, the king's favor is resting upon your children. From today, the king's favor is resting upon your health. I declare that you are moving into the zone of fruitfulness. The king's favor will make it possible. In the name of Jesus. Get ready for your harvest. 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 If you believe, let me hear your loudest amen. Oh, Bakabro Shamaya. The king's favor. When your boss calls you and increase your salary, he just increases your salary and triples it when you don't deserve it. It's called the king's favor. When your husband goes to borrow money to buy you a car on your birthday, when he doesn't even have it, it's called the king's favor. Oh, the way mommy is shouting amen, it looks like she's looking for her king's favor. It looks like she's communicating to her king. Oh, favor is when a man that has never existed in your family shows up and marries you and changes the life of your family. That man is coming to you. Favor is when you are sitting here somewhere and then there is a phone call from a man of influence, a woman of influence, and the person says, well, I saw your number on my phone, did you call me? And then he said, no, I have not called you. He said, well, what is your name? You mentioned your name and said, okay, I am so and so and so, I want to meet you and see. And then you meet this person and the person changes your life. Favor is when you meet your destiny helper at the time of your need. Oh, I see a voice from the corridors of power calling your name and calling you. My God. And you know when the latter rain falls? The latter rain falls from February to April. I sense in my spirit that by April next year, by February to April next year, oh, you will see an unusual fruitfulness. Because the heavens will open upon you, and the floodgates of heaven will pour down the latter rain. Write this prophecy down. February to April 2024, the Lord will cause bountiful harvest in your life. Let all those who believe shout the loudest amen. Let all those who believe rise on your feet and say, I believe. My Kabo Shalabaya. The same Hebrew word translated favor also means attractiveness and charm in a person. Attractiveness and charm in a person. Esther chapter 2, 15 and 17. Now, when the 10 of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go into the king, he required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. Do you understand? That looked upon her. There was something that made Esther attractive. The king was looking for a wife. A lot of women were contesting for that position of a wife, of a queen. Several women had come, and every night the king would sleep with one woman. Oh, yeah. And they were all virgins. So the king would de-virginize you and decide, oh, I didn't enjoy you. I don't like you. And the 10 of Esther came. And the Bible said that when Esther appeared, he won the favor of all those who saw her. There was something attractive about Esther. There was something on Esther that will make all, not some, all who saw her. Now look at verse 17. And the king loved Esther above all the women. Above all the women. Favor exalts you above all. And obtain grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Oh, a big man's eye is about to catch you. Favor is this kind of spirit from God that comes upon you that makes you so attractive and charming. I'm speaking to the young ladies who are single. It makes you so attractive and charming. Do you know why people don't receive their miracles? Even those who are looking for husbands don't want to show they are looking for one. I'm saying that the favor that came upon Esther that made her enjoy favor in the sight of the king, that same favor is coming upon the single ladies here. Oh, may I bless your wedding in February next year. May I bless your wedding in March next year. May I bless your wedding in April next year. In the name of Jesus. Wow. Esther was a charming lady because of favor. Esther was attractive because of favor. The gentleman here, may all the women rejecting you come looking for you. May you enjoy attractiveness and charm. You see, for me, look at this picture on the screen. For me, favor is when divine spotlight falls on you. When divine spotlight falls on you and everybody looks at you. Like right now, I am on the stage and the big light is on me so that all of you will see me. That is why I am your bishop. That's why I'm the most anointed here. That's why I'm the prophetic voice. That's why I'm the set man in your life. That's why I'm the voice of the one crying in the wilderness on your behalf. You know what? It is favor. It is favor. In the same way, it will not be long. The spotlight will fall on you. Every eyes will be on you. All will be looking for you. I declare and I speak this into your life. If you believe, I will hear your loudest amen. Oh, may you be the one that everyone is looking for. Oh, I remember the scripture when Saul was looking for someone to play a harp for him. One man said, I have seen a son of Jesse. Oh, may somebody in the current of power see you in the name of Jesus. I heard a story of a very rich man in South America who was feeling bored and was going through various cheap TV channels. And then he chanced on a Christian channel and a black preacher, young black preacher, was preaching. So he was even annoyed. He was going to just roll that. He actually wrote it. But just when he was scrolling over, the preacher made a very powerful statement. He said, and then he went back again. He said, this statement is a very powerful one. Let me listen to what this nonsense boy is going to say. As he listened and listened and listened and listened, he fell in love with the young man. He called the office. And this billionaire from South America called the office of the church. They connected him to the man of God. He flew over to meet the man of God and said, I want to adopt you as my son. I own a chain of businesses, including hotels and all those things. I am willing them for you. I am willing them for you. Oh, may you catch the eye of someone. All your life, it is only evil eyes that are seeing you. Yeah, because the favor of God is not resting on you. But from today, the favor of God is resting on you. The favor of God is resting on you. Can I show you one example of how the favor of God rested on a young man? He's called David. You know, David in the Bible, his father was Jesse. And God sent Samuel to go and anoint a king in that house. And all his brothers came. And they did not qualify until his father, the prophet, asked, who are these all your sons? So, oh, no, there is one more. One more. Say, go and bring him. Go and bring that one more. Go and bring that one more boy. And that was how he became a king in the presence of his brothers. God will not bless you in secret. He will bless you in the presence of all those who have despised you. God will not let your enemies die before he blesses you. He is going to bless you before they die. Are you here? That is what favor does. David was sitting somewhere in the wilderness, far away in the wilderness. See, in the Bible days, the sheep from a family was not taken care of by a member of the family. You had someone to take care of it. But in this case, David was chosen to take care of the sheep in the wilderness. Do you know why? Because David's mother was a girlfriend to Jesse. He was a concubine. So the guys who were at home, enjoying at home, their mothers were the people who were married. So David was born out of wedlock. That's why in some of his psalms he says that, in sin I was born. Because he was born out of wedlock. So he was not recognized. He was not respected in the house. The man that was rejected in his house, God started speaking to the most revered king's anointer, Samuel. That in the house of Jesse, while the guy was in the wilderness, there was a communication between the prophet of God and God himself. That in the wilderness somewhere, there was a boy. He was around 17 years old. Said, go and anoint him as a king. And there was already a king in place. God said, I'm rejecting that king. Anoint for me a king. Do you know when I came here and I saw people building houses and all those things? I thought that by the time I'm ready to build a house, the land would have gotten finished. But it's even now that more lands are available for me. Because God will remove a king in order to make you a king. Are you here? When favor comes upon you, you are not late. Favor does the impossible. There was already a king seated, and yet a 17-year-old boy was anointed a king. How he was going to become a king, he did not know. But once favor was resting upon him, everything was possible. Brother, that thing is possible. Because from today, the favor of God is resting upon you. Oh, only few people here believe it. So let me leave you and go here. Should I come back here? I said, all things will be possible. Because from today, the favor of the Lord is resting upon you. Oh, the favor of the Lord is resting upon you. Shout the loudest amen. There's also the story of a very young lady in her teens. In Luke chapter 1, 26 to 30. A young lady in her teens. And I'll talk about this in the next part of my sermon. But let me quickly make a point from here. Luke chapter 1, 26 to 30. The 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. So Mary was a virgin, his name. So why would God? Now look at this. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. So somebody comes to you and says, an angel comes and says, you are highly favored. But you look at your life, you don't feel favored. That was why Mary was troubled. I'm dating a carpenter who has engaged me, put engagement ring on my finger, blocked all the boys, and this carpenter doesn't have money to marry me. And I'm wasting all my time. Some of you are here, you have dated a guy for 7 years. You should have been a lawyer by now, or a doctor by now, medical school. You spend 7 years in medical school and you become a doctor. You have spent 7 years in a relationship. You are not Mrs. What a life, what a kind of life. That was Mary's case. Mary dated a carpenter. I'm not talking about like your kind of carpenter. You are a good carpenter. But I'm talking about a carpenter that used to make kitchen stools. Maybe you guys didn't see. There used to be these carpenters. They only made kitchen stools. Very poor carpenters. Joseph was a kitchen stool maker carpenter. Now they engaged Mary and would not marry Mary. And during those days, you are not supposed to touch the woman. By the way, you guys are doing, you are not even engaged. They are not even told you, I love you. And yet they are sleeping with you. Look at your face. That's why angels are not appearing to you. Because you look. Oh, what a church. Now, so Mary didn't see anything favorable about her, but the angel comes and says, you who are highly favored. It's as if God told the angel that my favor is resting upon this lady. Go and release that favor into manifestation. The angel comes and says, you who are highly favored. And then the angel moves from there and said, but the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. So the angel came to tell her, you have found favor with God. You may be living in a kiosk. You may be selling by the roadside. You may not feel favored. But in this season of Christmas, may the angel of the Lord come to you. And may the favor of God rise upon you. In part two of this, I will show you how, as a result of favor, Mary's life transformed many people. The story of Mary is an amazing. This girl, the Roman Catholics prayed through Mary. How did he become? How many of you here are called Mary? Raise your hands. Any Mary here? This one Mary. Mary. Any other Mary? Mary. 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 Any Mary? Mary? You see, these are Gans, Ewes, Equapims, Dagatis, and their Fantis, and they are called Mary. Why are they called Mary? At least Ewes, like forgive, forever, thy will. But the person is called Mary. Why? Because Mary has become so significant that people are naming their children after her. That is what favor does. When favor comes upon you, it takes you from obscurity to prominence. May that happen for you. Now, let me conclude quickly with the benefits of favor. With the benefits of favor. Can I get bowls of oil in front of me here? I want to anoint you with the oil of favor. I want favor to rest mightily upon you. So look, number one, the benefits of favor. Number one, favor comes with peace. Number 6, verse 26. May the Lord show you his favor and give you peace. And the Hebrew word translated peace here is shalom. It means tranquility, prosperity, good health, and long life. May favor bring you all these things. In the name of Jesus, may you enjoy peace in your body, peace in your marriage, peace in your finances. In the name of Jesus, peace in your family. In the name of Jesus, you came here troubled, you are living with the peace of God. You came here struggling, you are living with the peace of God. You came here worried, you are living with the peace of God. May you enjoy peace from today. Favor elevates. Number two, favor elevates. Esther 2, 17 to 18. Now the king was attracted to Esther more than any of the other women, and she won his favor and approval more than any of the other virgins. So he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. This orphan, as a result of favor, became a queen. How favor can take you from obscurity and put you in prominence. It's amazing. From today, may the favor of God elevate you. May you enjoy divine elevation. In the name of Jesus, I am prophesying on your life, and I'm making a decree over you. May you enjoy divine elevation. In the name of Jesus, may you never be the tail, may you be the head. May you never be the last, may you be the first. May you never be beneath, may you be above. May you never be in the valley, may you be on the mountaintop. It is done in Jesus' name. Shout, I believe. Shout, I believe. Number three, favor gives you divine protection. Psalm 50 verse 12. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. So favor is like a shield. When you are favored by God, you enjoy divine protection. And no evil can touch you. From today, the favor of God is resting upon you. Those on whom the favor of God rests are divinely protected. Ask all the witches in this church, they will tell you how they have tried to kill me. But because the favor of God is upon me, I am protected. Oh, may the favor of God be a shield around you. May the favor of God be a shield around you. May the favor of God be a shield around you. You will not die before your time. In the name of Jesus, you will not bury your children young. In the name of Jesus, your home will not be scattered. Your children will not become vagabond. Your children will not become drug addicts. Your children will be protected from harm because of the favor of God that is resting upon you. In the name of Jesus. Those who will shoot the arrows against you, the arrows will go back to them. Those who will dug a pit for your feet, they will fall into their own pit. Those who will roll a stone against you, the stone will be rolled back to them. Because God will protect you. The favor of God will protect you. Like a shield around you, so shall the favor of God be upon those that his favor rests. The favor of God is resting upon you. Say, my prophet, I believe. The favor of God is for a lifetime. The favor of God, when it rests upon you, is for a lifetime. It does not come today and leave tomorrow. Psalm 30 verse 5. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. And because the favor lasts a lifetime, weeping may stay for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Wow. Favor is for a lifetime. So all those who are waiting for you to fall, for you to fail, for you to triple and fall, announce to them that the favor of God upon you is for a lifetime. Yeah, the favor of God upon you is for a lifetime. If they are waiting for you to cry, you will not cry. They are waiting for you to die, you will not die. Because what has started in your life is permanent. It's permanent. You will not lose it. It's permanent. You will not lose it. It's permanent. In Jesus' name. Number five, favor is bestowed on those whose walk is blameless. Psalm 84 verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. As you obey God and walk in divine obedience, the favor of God is bestowed upon you. And it comes with honor. You see, that's why you cannot be jealous of a man who has kept intact his covenant with God. And the Lord is honoring that man. And you are there and you are envious of that man's success and that man's blessings. If your walk with God is blameless, he will bestow favor upon you. Now, number six, favor establishes the works of your hands. Favor establishes the works of your hands. Psalm 90, verse 17. May the favor of the Lord, our God, rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Oh my God. I started Accra Business School as a small training organization. God keeps establishing the works of my hands. Few years ago, mommy started a Temple Christian International School. At one point, we thought this one will not work. This one will not work. Today, you walk into the school. You see the quality of children, the number of children walking in that school, and the result that the school is getting. Oh, favor establishes the works of your hands. May the favor of God come upon the works of your hands. I see favor raising millionaires here. I see favor prospering the works of your hands. I see favor establishing you as a top business person. I see your career rising as a result of favor. I see you getting promoted as a result of favor. Oh, you will not beg for food. You will not borrow for anything. May the favor of God establish the works of your hands. In the name of Jesus, receive promotion. Receive prosperity. Be established in the Lord. May your career grow. In Jesus' name. If you believe, I'll hear your loudest amen. Love and faithfulness attract favor. If you are faithful to God, faithful to your calling, you will attract favor. Faithful in your work, you attract favor. Proverbs 3:3-4. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. You must be faithful in the house of God. Every assignment God has given you, you must be faithful. And you will attract favor. You must be faithful to your employer. Don't steal from your employers. And you will attract favor. You know, if you steal from me, you can never be like me. Oh, yeah. The people you steal from, you will forever become their servants. If you are faithful to me, you will become greater than myself. That's what Jesus said to the disciples, greater works shall you do, because they were faithful to him. When you are faithful to your wife, to your husband, you attract favor. Ask the men who are cheating on their wives. Ask the women who are cheating on their husbands. Their life is in a mess. If it's not in a mess now, it will be in a mess soon. Oh, yeah. It will be. It's only a matter of time. So you go out there. No. The Bible says that love and faithfulness attract. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win. You will win favor. You will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Oh, Father, help us be faithful. And then finally, I love this one. Favor can do what money cannot do. Favor can do what money cannot do. Proverbs 22 verse 1, King James Version. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. In the Bible, when they say silver and gold, they are referring to money. Choose favor instead of silver and gold. So if you come to me, don't look for my money. Look for the God that favored me. Because favor is more than silver and gold. Money cannot buy what favor can get. But favor can get everything money can buy. You know, when some people come to me and they want money, I say, I don't have it. They can feel very bitter and very angry. Because they assume that if we see a crab business, if we see my house, I should have the money. No, I don't have it. My currency is favor. So if you come to me and say that I want your favor, I will pray for you. That the God who has favored me should favor you. If you say I want your money, I'll say my money is a currency. His name is favor. I pray for you. May the favor of God come upon you. May the favor of God elevate you from poverty and bring you into riches in the name of Jesus. May the favor of God eliminate financial struggles in the name of Jesus. Build by favor, succeed by favor, buy by favor in the name of Jesus. It is done. Give the Lord praise, everyone. Is that all you can do? Give him praise.